Watch Podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension beef educator. For today's Beef Watch Podcast, we will be discussing an article that Nebraska Extension educator Dave Boxler wrote for the February issue of the Beef Watch newsletter titled Winter Tick. Thanks for joining me today, Dave.
You're welcome, Aaron.
Dave, this article highlights information about one species of tick that thrives during Nebraska winters. Tell us more about this tick and what kind of livestock it can be found on, and also some things producers should be aware of when looking for it.
Well, the tick we're talking about today is called the winter tick. In some areas of the country, it's also called the moose tick because it can be found on wildlife very easily. It's not a tick that we are more commonly familiar with because most of our tick species that we deal with every year are found during the spring and summer months of the year. So it's kind of unusual or surprising by producers to find ticks, especially on their horses this time of the year. But it is the winter tick. It has a kind of a unique life cycle compared to the ticks that we're more familiar with, like the dog tick. The winter tick is a one-host tick. So that means the larvae, the nymphs, and the adults all feed on the same host. And in this case, we're going to be talking about horses because that's probably the species that we'll find this tick on here in Nebraska most generally. So the female, once she completes feeding, she'll be, well, mid to late spring. She will fall off the host animal onto the ground, and then she'll spend some time on the ground and then start, if the weather is right, she will start laying her eggs. And the eggs will be there in the soil area and the vegetative area for 1 to 2 months. They'll be incubating. And come spring and early summer, the eggs will hatch, and the larvae just kind of congregate together in a little protected clump during most of the summer. As we progress into fall and winter, why the larvae find a host, attach to it, start feeding, and then transform into the nymph, and then eventually into either a male or female adult tick. So the life cycle is fairly long, anywhere from 5 to 14 weeks during the time that they're spent on the animal feeding. So kind of a unique tick. About 3 years ago, I received my first sample from a local veterinarian here in town, and he was kind of astounded to see that we had ticks this time of the year. And then we had a couple more cases following year. And then early this January, I received my first sample, which was taken from a horse locally. And these were in the nymphal stage. And so they're going to feed for a while. But now is the time for livestock producers, especially people who have horses, to go out there and kind of groom their horse. Horses and other livestock have a very thick hair coat right now, so sometimes it's difficult to see those nymphs. And if you comb your horse, you'll be able to see them very easily. As the adults continue to feed, you'll start seeing larger ticks about the size of a grape. That is a fully engorged tick, and then it's more obvious, but a lot of the damage has already been done. Now, the feeding of these ticks can really cause a number of issues. Certainly, anemia is a real problem, emaciation, weakness, loss of appetite. And when it comes to the wildlife, I saw a picture here most recently of a moose up in New York that had over 47,000 of these ticks on them. So they have been known to kill certainly wildlife, young horses, and even young deer. So their feeding can be very, very detrimental.
So, Dave, as we think about opportunities to break that life cycle to control this tick, if we first identify it as a problem, what's the process we need to go through to think about how to manage something like this?
Well, there are a number of control products that are available, either as a pour-on or as a spray. A lot of times, horses don't necessarily like to be sprayed, And another issue with treating an animal this time of the year is the weather. You kind of want to gauge your treatment when the weather is a little bit nicer. You don't want to treat an animal when it's super cold or when there's moisture in the forecast. You want to make sure that that animal is dry before nightfall so that there are no other issues there. Into the application process, if your horses are comfortable with a sprayer, by all means, use a sprayer. But what I found to be a very efficient way of treating a tick like this is to use an emulsifiable water-based product and use a sponge to apply it. And certainly use the proper protection when you're doing this. But the horses seem to like being sponged. They like that tactile feeling. So that's another way of delivering a treatment to a horse that may be a little bit excited when a sprayer comes close to them.
Dave, as we think about just the life cycle of the tick, are we looking at one application of a product, or might we need to consider a second or even a third application to really contact and treat these ticks in the stage of development?
Well, that's a good point, Aaron. Sometimes it may take two applications to completely reduce the population. You know, with that thick hair coat, sometimes you don't get the material down to the skin area where the tick is feeding. So make an application, read your label thoroughly, wait the recommended treatment interval time, and then take another look at your horse, groom it. And if you see some live ticks or adult ticks or nymphs, go ahead and make that second application. I think normally two well-timed applications should take care of the tick problem.
So, Dave, once we have these present, is this something that's somewhat cyclical? Or if we have them as in our soil, so to speak, you mentioned they come off in the spring and then hatch and are in the soil. What would be our expectations long term? If we have them, are we always going to have them?
Well, I think that they have been widespread across certain parts of the United States for a long time. I think that our environmental conditions sometime may lend itself for greater survivorship, especially if you had a wetter, cooler summer. That could that certainly could impact the populations. If we had a very dry, hot summer, I think you would see more desiccation to the eggs that are resting out there, and we might see lower numbers. So I think a lot of it depends upon the environmental conditions as to whether we're going to see a heavy increase in populations or a decline.
Dave, for those who are caring for livestock that have ticks, can these transfer to humans? Is there any risk there?
No, they will. They might try to feed on you, or they can get on you, but they will not survive.
Is there any diseases these ticks carry that we should be aware of as well that would be a secondary issue?
Well, there has been some information indicating that this tick can transmit anaplasmosis, but it's really not considered an important vector of that disease.
Anything else to add as we point towards wrapping up?
Well, I think that if you do encounter these, you might want to visit with your local veterinarian or your local extension personnel to get the recommended control treatments. And by all means, read and follow the label instructions before you make your application.
Thanks for joining me today, Dave.
Thank you, Aaron.
For more information on the article that was discussed in today's Beef Watch podcast, I encourage you to visit the beef.unl.edu website. At the website, you'll be able to find this article, as well as additional Beef Watch articles and videos related to this topic.